This week's rainfall in western North Carolina aided greatly in fighting its wildfires. But was it enough to extinguish them?
No, is a short answer.
That's federal firefighter Sean Collins with the Southern Area Blue Team, now currently stationed in Macon County.
It's because some of these areas are very remote, very steep terrain, and some of the fires that are still there, even with the rain in it, they are interior of downed logs, downed trees, and they're going to be smoking and just eating away at that vegetation for some time.
The Blue Team currently handles 29 fires throughout far western North Carolina, repairing, mopping up, and patrolling fire lines in the area.
We've had a lot of rain over the last couple of days, but the temperatures are coming back up, which means the humidities are going down lower. There is still some fire deep-seated within the containment lines. We need to be mindful with the increasing weather. It may have an impact on fire conditions.
Collins says that with sudden changes in the direction of wind, humidity, leaf fall, and temperature, the ability to predict fire behavior changes as well, almost certainly changing its profile and presence throughout the region with each little shift.
What we can be confident of is the outside edge of that fire is still being patrolled, and any hot spots that we find on that edge, we'll take care of those.
And it's not that the recent rainfall didn't help, says Collins. The recent storm's greatest effects have allowed fire crews with the Blue Team to move in far closer to the hot spots of these fires. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.